We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I thought for this Christmas season, we would do one little bonus Ryan Horvath picks episode. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Ryan Horvath, as you know, is on BetMGM tonight. And he is a part of the BetQL network. Which,
oh no, now that you're back with the company, do you have to do this fucking read? You're not like doing the Sparky read right now, like catch him for his West Coast. And you're not doing that to me right now, are you? I forget. And now, hey, before you even get into this, first, I'm going to congratulate you in a second.
This is non-Odyssey. This is a non-Odyssey production.
Okay, thank God. Okay. I was like, no, please. It's like a 2-minute spiel. Like, don't. Can I still take like hidden shots at the company if we do these every once in a while, or are you going to be like company man now? Because for those out there, hold on. I got a lot of good stories today because I'm proud of you and I'm congratulations on your new gig. I got you a gift. I'm going to hold off on that though. I think you're really going to like what I got you. It's kind of a Christmas present, kind of a, hey, congrats thing. But Bart was such a company.
Does it get me drunk or high?
What's that?
Does it get me drunk and or high?
No, unfortunately not, but it's still cool. And it's something I really think that you'll like, and it has a special meaning. But Bart is such an Odyssey Entercom company man that back in the day when I used to work nights and I would leave my coffee cups out, he actually sent an email to David Fields and the entire company ratting us all out. And he's like, Entercom is nice enough to provide us with free coffee. The least you guys can do is pick up your cups.
I did that as a joke.
Are we going to go back to those days?
As a joke.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway, sorry. Go on, though.
I would like to remind people that you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. Do you have to do this one? All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. You ever do that one?
No. Most of our stuff's just like betting and gambling.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. If you're stuck in a timeshare and want out, contact Wesley Financial Group.
No, we don't do any of those, unfortunately. Ours is all like just like, hey, Nick and Ken will be on Saturday talking about the games. Check them out and stuff like that. Or it's, you know, March Madness, pick them. Nothing like that anymore, though. Kind of miss those days. I miss some of the old reads. I miss reading a good old, like, Robert Specialty Meats read. I miss, you know, the jewelry ads around the Christmas season. I miss our people, the fine folks over at, I don't really remember.
Rupina.
What was that one? The thermometer read that I had to do, and it was like 62 seconds long.
I don't know.
The number one pediatrician recommended thermometer or whatever. Anyway, hey, in case I don't get to see you for the holiday season, I actually got you a gift for the new show and just for the holidays. And I know you're a big Milwaukee Brewer fan, and I didn't want to do this because I hate the team, but I actually ordered you something. I got you a t-shirt. Actually, and there it is.
Am I wearing that right now? No, it's my other yellow shirt.
Oh, you already have this one?
I gave you that.
Wait, what?
I gave you that.
No shit. No, I just bought this on brewersapparel.com. Brewers.com. I got this for you.
No, I gave you that.
Oh. Oh, no. I mean, I love this. I was just seeing if you remembered that you got me this. I was going to wear this on the show tonight. Anyway, let's get to the NFL picks. My bad. I'll get you something else then. So how about that Thursday night game?
You remember this? Were you here for these days?
Hold on.
The 105.7 Milwaukee Sports Report starts right now. From the Legends of the Field of the SSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Bart Winkler. Legends of the Field, legendary memories that last a lifetime. Check out their sports memorabilia in Delafield, Greenfield, and Mequon. First on the Fan, the Michael Carter Williams era kicked off last night for the Bucks against his old team in the Sixers.
No, I think I was in like third grade. The Michael Carter Williams era kicked off.
Era. Okay, before we get into the picks, and yes, classic Thursday night game, I do want to play this voicemail from Tony in Texas. He has a question for me, and I think the answer, I think I could wait on this till the very end, but I'll just play it. It's Tony in Texas, 60 seconds, Carl's plays voicemail, carlofet.com/Bart.
Hey, Bart, Tony from Texas here. Just want to say this morning's show is really good. Maybe it was or is an unconscious bias I have, but
he's referencing a show he was on for like 40 minutes. So
okay,
but it was good.
Oh, you hit all the points. You talked about the Bucks. You talked about the Packers. We saw Matt's guitars. We talked Christmas movies. Cone Roller popped in. I mean, you had it all. You had a smorgasbord of information there. Bart, let me be the first to congratulate you on your national show. I am very excited for you. It's been a good run doing the podcast. Hopefully it continues. But, you know, congratulations, my man. You have been working hard. Here's my question I have for you today. Celtics-Warriors, I know you probably watched that game. Hell of a game. I think it's the best basketball game I've seen all year in the NBA. It was very entertaining. Steph hit a game-winning shot. Celtics imploded at the end. Tatum and Brown didn't know what to do, just chucking up threes. Great game. My question to you, Bart, is will there be an NFL game better this weekend? Will it be better than Celtics-Warriors? I know NFL is king, but the NFL has been a snooze fest this year, Bart. Let me know. And congratulations again, Bart, on the national gig. Talk to you soon.
So I think the obvious answer for that is the Monday night game, right?
Yeah, Niners-Ravens I think will be pretty good.
As long as it's not a shitty game.
Yeah. Cowboys-Dolphins. Hell, like Jags-Bucks might end up being pretty good. Yeah, I think we'll get a – I think so. I'm not –
remember my phrase? I would always say that the people would get rewarded for bad behavior.
Yeah, I've stole that.
You did?
Yeah, I use that all the time about the – never mind. People I work with. What?
I think the NFL got rewarded for bad behavior this year because their product has not been as great. Like, the actual product has not been as great. You've had a lot of quarterback injuries. You have a lot of bad quarterbacks. But yet, last Saturday, there were all those games between shit teams that mattered. Mm-hmm. You know, Steelers and Colts mattered. Bengals and Vikings mattered. This weekend's the same thing. You've got all these games between shit teams, but they, like, matter because there's so many teams still in the playoffs, so it makes the weekend more exciting, even though the teams suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Some of these games I just feel like are going to be like sneaky games though, too. The problem is the quarterbacks, are terrible, man, in like all of these games, right? Like Cincinnati backup quarterback, Pittsburgh backup quarterback, Chargers, you got Easton Stick going against Buffalo. In the beginning of the season, I thought that was going to be a great game, you know? I mean, there's so many backup quarterbacks playing. I don't remember this many backup quarterbacks ever playing in the league. Do you?
Not at the same time.
There's always a bunch of injuries, but usually not at the quarterback position. Not now, the way that they protect these guys. It's been a weird season. The NFL's kind of sucked this season. I kind of agree. I agree with Tony. College football was great. Like, every big game lived up to the hype, man. From the Red River shootout, you know, to both Washington-Oregon games. Bama-Texas was great. In the NFL, like all these games we look up, we like look forward to, they all kind of suck. You know, last week was pretty good. We'll see. I do think this weekend will be pretty good, though.
So we had a Thursday night classic. Saturday, we've got the Bengals and the Steelers. Bengals are going to be without Jamar Chase. The Steelers are at home. The Steelers are weird because everybody wants to fire Mike Tomlin. There's a thing I kind of stumbled on is that you can have a lot of success, but at some point the failure, how did I phrase this the other night? Like a guy like Mike Tomlin's had a lot of success.
Yeah.
And his success was getting to, you know, the Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. And then now, even though he's successful, because he's not, because he's just not succeeding all the way, that becomes an immense failure. So he has never had a losing record. He has consistently gotten this team to the playoffs. But now it's like, well, okay, you're successful, but you can't do this. LaFleur can win all these games, best record, whatever, but he can't do that. Andy Reid was like that. He got to the NFC Championship game all the time with Philly, but he couldn't do that. And so I think Tomlin's in this area where it's like, the success is almost like, okay, we know what we get and it's successful, but we need more and they're not getting that out of him. Either way, whatever the spread is, it's Mason Rudolph. If the game was on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I might go with the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer tie-in, but it's actually on the 23rd. So whatever the line you have for me is, I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I tried to use the Rudolph that last night, my co-host though, just right over their head. And so I said Mason Rudolph. My breakdown was, I think the same way that Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had to throw the entire team on his back, all those idiots, that's the same thing that Mason Rudolph is going to do. He's going to guide that sleigh all the way to a victory and maybe even save Mike Tomlin's job. No, I agree with what you're saying about Tomlin, but like my question is, you look at the Steelers this season, like should that team even be 7-7? You know what I mean? Kenny Pickett, I don't think is the guy.
There's a lot of teams that are like 7-7, and you're like, no. They're four and ten. The Buccaneers. That's a 5-9 football team. The Colts, they're a 5-9 team. How the fuck are they 8-6?
Yeah. I like the Steelers here, man. The Steelers catching points. Tomlin is a dog. Everybody against Tomlin. He called out the team earlier this week. You go to Mason Rudolph. He's no good, but he's better than Trubisky. Trubisky's actually gotten worse. It's kind of crazy. Every year he's regressed. The Steelers' defense also has been a huge letdown. Like when they actually get pressure, they're pretty good. But when they don't, you could just pick that secondary apart. They've had a bunch of injuries. Minka's been hurt all season. But I do think that they win this game. So I'll take the Steelers +2. I hope to get a 3, though, against the Bengals. I don't think it comes, though. I bet
this is a Freeman autoplay where Freems, if it's a divisional game and the home team is an underdog by 3 or less, he will always, without fail, take that team, and the Steelers would be that team.
Same here. That's a good play from Frames. He's right on that system play from Horvat as well. All right, the other game on Saturday. Ooh, Bills, 12-point
favorite. Peacock exclusive and just announced they're going commercial-free fourth quarter.
Oh, they want to they're copycats. Remember when we had to do that for an entire hour during the pandemic? That was wild. Just a whole hour of radio. Now we just do podcasts.
And then one hour I ended at 56 and not 58. And I added 2 minutes of spots because I had nothing to say. I got yelled at.
Yeah, I remember that. That sucked. That was something, man. Hey,
just another stepping stone on the journey that's gotten me here.
Yeah, man. You know, one day you're hosting Jim Rome's show. Now you got your own show on the same network as Jim Rome. You gotta be like, you know how DA has like the D-Aliens and Rome has the clones? You need something though.
Well, we have the Winklerverse is part of what we have here.
Yeah, I don't know if like the national.
Jerry came up with a great name. Jerry came up with, because he refers to me
as Warriors.
That, but Bart After Dark. So he like abbreviated he abbreviated it to Bad Boys.
I like that. The Winklets. The Winklets. Yeah.
The Winkies.
Yeah. We'll come up with something. So I bet the Chargers actually +14. I just thought this was an inflated price. I like the over a lot in this game, even at 44. And I still kind of like Easton Stick and the Chargers, not to win the game, but I don't know if they lose by two scores. Because Brandon Staley got fired. Now we get the dead cat bounce, and maybe they'll actually play hard. Like, we're getting an inflated price because they got curb stomped on national TV, but they went into that game with one goal in mind, right? Get the yoga freak fired. And they got him fired. Only problem with that, my prediction, we'll finally fire that asshole Joe Barry, and it'll come Brandon Staley doing his yoga on the 50-yard line. You know, you thought it bad when Big Mike was getting happy endings during special teams practice. Wait till Brandon Staley's in the walking dog, you know, while the defense is getting absolutely cooked. Dude, and really quick on that, everybody keeps talking about, like, Robert Saleh. Are we even sure that Robert Saleh, A, would want to be a defensive coordinator ever again? And B, does he want to go work for LaFleur when LaFleur just fired his brother?
No.
I'm sorry, Robert just fired LaFleur's brother? Yeah, he fired Mike LaFleur.
We can't have – no, Robert Saleh and LaFleur are confirmed friends.
They're still boys?
Right. Well, they were best men.
Yeah, no, I was wondering if maybe there was some beef because he fired his brother to bring in Buddy Hackett, and then he stole the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, LaFleur's friend.
Football, man. But everyone's like, oh, Joe Barry and Matt LaFleur are friends. That's what... No, they're not. They had, like, no connection or relationship before this. And if Matt LaFleur is going to defend Joe Barry this way, what do you think he's going to do to a guy he actually, like, knows? He's going to have an unlimited pass to walk all over him. I'd rather have Staley than Saleh.
No. Keep Staley away from this team.
I'd rather have him than Saleh.
No, I don't want any of them. I don't want either of these guys. No, I do want Saleh. I don't think he's getting fired, to be honest with you, man. Like, what the fuck was he supposed to do this year with Zach Wilson and Trevor Siemian? And, you know, I know you hate Rodgers. And I don't want to talk about Rodgers, like, at all. I'm so sick of Aaron Rodgers, actually. Like, this story needs to fucking die. I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers. But I just ask, like, what could the Jets have done differently? That's my only question, right? Like, I think their hope was if they could get into the playoffs with that defense, Rodgers might be back for the playoffs. And, dude, they kind of had to go with Zach Wilson because they drafted him number two overall. They couldn't even pay Mike White $4 million for this year. You know what I mean? They had to let him go to Miami. They didn't want him to go to a divisional fucking opponent. And everybody's like, oh, they could have traded for Josh Dobbs. Spoiler alert, though. Josh Dobbs fucking sucks. So, like, what could the Jets have done differently at the quarterback position? Nothing. They were always fucked. Rodgers got hurt.
Well, all their when Rodgers restructured, they could have not signed Dalvin Cook. They could have not given a contract to Alan Lazard like he was.
I was just asking at the quarterback position.
Oh.
Like, I think Zach Wilson was the best option, as sad as that is.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of options out there.
Either. All right, who do you like, Chargers or the Bills?
Joe Flacco is available. He's playing pretty good.
That's true. There you go.
I like the Chargers. I like the Bills to win, but it's the first ever regular season Peacock game. There's a fourth quarter without commercials. It's going to be a lot of Chris Collinsworth, who is the fucking GOAT, if I may. I mean, this man just loves football.
Yeah.
He saw that Lamar Jackson play on Sunday night, and his breakdown was, oh, boy, oh, God, oh, man, oh, boy. Like, that's great to me. I'm going to take the Chargers to cover, though.
Yeah, me too. I like the Chargers. Collinsworth on the cock Saturday night. Check it out.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we got the Detroit Lions, 3.5-point favorites, taking on the Minnesota Vikings at home. Skull.
You know, the Lions and Vikings could play three times in 21 days coming up here.
They can. They can. You know, I bet the Lions here. Maybe I'm on the wrong side, and I know it's a road game, but at least it's in a dome, so Goff will be in a dome. And I'm going to roll with the Lions here, man. I don't know if they cover the 3.5 now that it's past the key number of 3, but I like Detroit here. I'll be chalky. I'm going to bet against the Lions.
Detroit goes on a little bit of a run. They do have the Lions or the Vikings, as I mentioned twice. Who's sandwiched in between there? The Cowboys. Oh, that's going to be a big Saturday night game next week. Remember the last couple of years, the Cowboys have been on like Saturday night in games that didn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a big one. So I like the Lions to at least get a dub here and to cover. So I'm with you on Detroit.
All right. Let's go to we'll save the Packers as we usually do. So we'll go to Cleveland, Houston. And I plan on betting Houston. They opened as 2.5-point favorites, which I thought meant C.J. Stroud was going to play in this game. C.J. Stroud is not going to play in this game. So it's Case Keenum. So, again, home dog.
All week on CBS, I was saying it was Davis Mills.
Or Davis Mills. Wait, why were you saying
no,
that?
No, you're right. You're right.
I thought it was going to be – no, last week, yeah, I thought it was going to be I was actually surprised. I mean, Davis Mills isn't good, but I thought he was better than Case Keenum.
Well, I kept saying it wrong, and no one corrected me.
I'm going to bet Houston at 3. At 2.5, though, I like Cleveland. I think this might be like the Bears game last week where Cleveland wins by exactly 3. So, like, if I could get, you know, Cleveland here at 2.5 and I could get Houston at 3.5, I might try to middle this beast. I can't. I mean, I liked Houston with Stroud, but I don't know if I can make the case against this Browns defense. I mean, I guess the home road splits are a little bit different. Like the Browns are a much better team at home than on the road. But with a backup quarterback, like you just said, man, Joe Flacco is playing good football right now. I mean, he's one of those guys that's just always going to be able to sling it, though. He throws a beautiful ball. So I guess here, my pick for the show, Texans. Gross.
The Browns can keep finding ways to win with Flacco. And I like somebody like that. I like somebody that's steady and reliable. And you know they're going to come through when you need them. They do exactly what you're hoping for. And so I'm going to give him my happy place hemp performer of the week, Joe Flacco. When I want to fall asleep, I take a gummy. About an hour later, night-night. I took one the other night. And normally I like sit in bed and do some DraftKings lineups. I was so tired. I had to do the DraftKings lineup the next day. I was like, fuck, I'm tired. Shit work.
That's a good thing.
They gave me the 50 milligrams.
Especially 2 hours. You need that.
I got to dip into the 50 milligrams of the THC, Delta 8s. Mm-hmm. Promo code BART. It's good. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. So I'm going to go with the Browns.
Browns, yeah, probably the safe pick. All right, the Tobies are on the road. They are 3-point underdogs against the Jets. We don't really need to spend a whole lot of time on this game, I don't think. I will take the Tobies, the cover 3. The Jets are shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Blow this game off the map.
I don't like that Brissett came in there and was kicking ass.
He looked good.
I know, like I kind of was rooting for Howell because...
Me too, but I don't know, man. I feel like if you're Washington, especially with a new ownership group and a new coaching staff coming in, most likely.
Do you think Belichick goes there?
I think it would be either there or the Chargers, right? Because
I don't think he's going to the Chargers at all.
See, I mean, I don't. That's why I wonder, like, if he would be maybe a broadcaster. That's why he did the College Game Day stuff, because the Chargers have been a mess defensively, but they have the offense figured out. You also wonder, like, who's going to be Belichick's offensive coordinator? Is he going to bring along, is Josh McDaniels going to come back and they're a package deal? I have no idea. I could see it maybe being Washington, though, you know, just because you got a new ownership group. You want to make a splash, the local ties here, but I wouldn't like it. Like for these young rebuilding teams, I really wouldn't like it. I would like it for the Chargers just because I think he could fix that defense. And I don't think Justin Herbert needs to be fixed. I think he needs healthy weapons, but we'll see, man. I think it would be a mess with the Commanders, though.
If Belichick was in like his 50s,
yeah,
he's then old. I could see him. Then I could see him Don Drapering his way to California.
Yeah,
but he's 75 or whatever. He's got basically the island of Nantucket as his sanctuary. He ain't fucking moving across the country to play with a Chargers team who Eckler's a free agent and sucks. Their wide receivers are both owed $30 million. Yeah. Someone's getting cut.
Never healthy.
Herbert, that's it. He's the only piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Boston, I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question.
I think the best options were the Bills and the Jets. For but now Belichick? The Bills have rallied. They've rallied around fucking McDermott.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The Jets. That would be really interesting, especially with Aaron Rodgers. See, the thing is, though, Robert Kraft, you're going to have to trade a pick. I don't think anybody's trading the first
round. That's why it hurts. That's why it hurts.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's a second round
pick. Carolina. Do you want to go to Carolina? He's not going to go to Carolina.
You know, are they going to trade a first quarterback for Belichick for a coach? That would be so stupid. They need so much on that team.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get to them in a second. I like, I have to pick. I actually have to pick. I have to make a pick. I'm going to pick the Jets.
All right, go Jets. Colts, 1-point dogs. Here's one of my favorite bets of the weekend. I like Atlanta. They're going to Heineke. I don't know if you saw his press conference yesterday. He was wearing a Bush Light hoodie, and they asked him why. And he said, because last year on the team flight, when he was with the Commanders, he was pounding Bush Lights, and he got fined by the league because I guess you're only allowed to drink Bud Lights, and he's a Bush Light guy. I think it tastes like watered-down piss, but to each their own. Like, all my buddies drink Bush Light. That's what we drank in high school. We would do what we called fishing, go to the liquor store, wait for the most desperate person looking, and say, hey, here's an extra $5. Get yourself a 40, and we want, a 30-pack or, you know, 2 30s of Bush Light. Anyway, though, thought that was a pretty cool story. Atlanta goes back home. Desmond Ridder, I'm actually kind of surprised he's getting benched because he's a little bit better at home. I like Atlanta with their season on the line to beat the Colts. One of my favorite bets this weekend. Do the Dirty Bird.
Well, I just can't trust Arthur Smith. I think he's terrible.
Yes.
So I'm going to take the Colts. On that one reason alone, your stories were great. Your rationale was great. I feel like you do a good job of picking the spots where a guy like me would take the Colts, but you see Atlanta. I feel like you have like a sixth sense in that. But Arthur Smith, I'm not picking him.
That's fair because he's bad, man. He's got to go next year, too. He's got to be gone. Him and Joe Barry could be working together. I don't even know. All right. Seattle, Tennessee, the Seahawks, 2.5-point road favorites. Is this the Titans special? I actually have to take Seattle. Seems like a trap. Geno's back. Emotional win with Drew Lock. Maybe Drew Lock should be the guy. I can't do it with Tennessee this year. Levis, I know he throws like a decent deep ball and he's won some games, but they've all been like lucky ass games that they've won. I got to go Seattle. It seems like a trap. Give me the Seahawks. Here's one I can't bet though, but I do like the Seahawks.
So once again, Lisa Salter's doing this interview where I commend her. It's not like she even asked like the one question to unlock. It's just she kept them there. With Geno last year, Geno didn't give that answer right away that I ain't right back until like the third question. And with Drew Lock, it looked like he was going to do one question and leave. And then she kept him there and got more out of him. And like, I almost started crying. Drew Lock was making me emotional, dude. He like really thought he didn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And him and Geno are buddies. See how good it is when you support people, even when you have the same job. I like the Seahawks to win.
Me too. I think that's a big motivational. How did they
become, like, without Russell Wilson, they are completely – I hated them more than anything. But now –
we hated the league.
I almost bought that blue sweatshirt.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we weren't Richard – there was a tough team to like at the time unless you were a Seattle Seahawks fan because, I mean, they beat us a lot, beat us in the playoffs, beat us in the Fail Mary. So, yeah, like, why I still hate the Seahawks and fuck Pete Carroll to the death, to be honest with you. As a Notre Dame fan and as a Packer fan, Pete Carroll, fuck you, you old piece of shit. That's me. It's Christmas season. He did ruin an entire year of my life, though.
Yeah. Oh, they've scarred me forever. Yeah.
That game Bush push, the Bush push 1 year, and then the whole NFC Championship game. So, yeah, I can't come around on Seattle. Sorry, dude. I can come around, though, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home, 1-point favorites against the Jags. Hot take. Baker Mayfield right now is playing better football than Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence looks like shit. Baker Mayfield was
Trevor Lawrence's stats. Did you see that tweet? Lawrence's stats through like the first 40 games or whatever are like Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Dude, I don't and he's due up. Are you giving him like I keep asking this on the show, and like my co-hosts are like, oh, it's Trevor Lawrence. You gotta give him all the money. And I'm like, do you? Are we sure Trevor Lawrence? I'm not sold on Trevor Lawrence.
He does get more of a benefit of a doubt. Like Purdy's playing better than him, but more everyone would take Lawrence over Purdy.
It's like it's always excuses. And I mean, like the last 8 weeks of the season last year, he was good. But I mean, even in the playoff game, dude, he threw four picks in the first half. I mean, I just like that football IQ stuff. The end of the half where they don't even get a field goal last week. He seems like the dude like in the movies that like goes to class like in his shoulder pads. You know, like in Daria, like the boyfriend that's just like, duh, like, I don't know, man. I mean, he's got, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take the Bucs here.
I am going to take. Jacksonville.
To bounce back.
Tampa's no good. We gave them that. They're going to have the same come down that happened with Tommy DeVito.
I don't know. I think Baker Mayfield's a little bit better than Tommy DeVito, but noted. All right, let's get to a couple of these shitty games so we can get to the good ones. All right, Bears are 4-point favorites against Arizona. Everybody likes Arizona in this spot. I actually like the Bears in Chicago to bounce back. I think they're going to play well down the stretch. Eberflus coaching for his job. They covered for me against the Browns, so I'm cool with them losing that game. Justin Fields actually should have thrown a game-winning touchdown pass. Fucking Mooney doesn't even have the courtesy just to let that thing – he bounces it up in the air so then he gets an interception on his record. Defense for Chicago, though, top 10 all of a sudden. So that's why I don't understand how you fire Eberflus. He's in charge of the defense. You could fire Luke Getsy. Give me the Bears, though, -4.
I want to take the Bears, and so I will. I think that they could have had a nice run. I like that the locker room is, like, rallying around Fields now. And even if they do make the decision to move on from Fields, it will piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
I still think Fields is good. So if the Packers had Justin Fields, I'd say let's keep riding Fields.
Maybe he could back up Jordan Love, their boys.
Fields is going to be good somewhere.
Atlanta.
But he will go somewhere and be good.
My only, like, the only thing is, like, if you're Atlanta, you know, or some of these teams, do you draft Michael Penix or Jaden Daniels and get him on the cheap on a rookie deal, or do you take Fields?
That's the problem. Even if you know Fields, like, if you rate it out of 100, let's say you rate it out of 100, and Fields to you is an 88, at what point is that better than the money? Because if like, Caleb is an 83 and Drake's an 83, that's only 5 points difference. So you take the cheaper guy. What if you think they're like a 78? Like in terms of the percentage that you think they are, and the scale can be whatever you think. Where is the cutoff where you stay with the guy? If you assume Fields is better, if you like Fields, it almost seems like you have to go with the cheaper guy is the thing that they're going to come into. And Justin Fields is going to start. He's going to play good down the stretch as he has been. And it's not going to matter because the Panthers gave him that pick. And so he can't even like play for his job. It's really messed up.
Yeah, I just think if you're the Bears and if you're Ryan Poles and you really don't have attachment to Justin Fields, you have to take Caleb Williams, dude. Because if he ends up being Mahomes and you passed on fucking Mahomes and then Caleb Williams and for Trubisky and Fields, that's a bad look. And you might be
Stroud and
you know what I mean? Yeah, you might be working wherever it is Ryan Pace is working right now. So that would be my concern right there.
I think he's at Los Hermanos.
Yeah, I don't really have a breakdown because I don't know how it happens, but New England's going to beat Denver. So +6.5 Patriots and money line. Everybody like loves Denver now. Told you Horvat, Sean Payton still has it. Belichick's going to fucking teabag him. You know it too. New England's going to win this game, man. Or just get
I feel like Belichick likes Sean Payton, I feel. So that gives him more incentive to just completely embarrass him.
Yeah, like if he doesn't like a guy, he's probably like, no, I'll just take my foot off the gas. But if he's like buddies with a guy, you know, and I get that. Like, I love Belichick. Would you fire LaFleur for Bill Belichick?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I don't want 2023.
This is the story you would.
Bill Belichick.
I think you do, though. I wouldn't either. All right. Vegas, 10-point dogs against the Chiefs. This one's tough, dude. I feel like the Chiefs probably win by exactly 10, and it's a push. I'll just take the Chiefs to bounce back. I think they're
about to love taking pushes. I wish you could bet pushes.
I always try to middle these things. I'll take the Chiefs here. Chiefs are fine. Everybody's like all freaking out about their offense and shit. They're still like top 10 in all efficiency numbers. Mahomes is the new, like, you know, like Rodgers, Brady, where they'll win like 11, 12 games and have like really good years, but they won't win MVP. And everybody will be like, oh, what's wrong with Brady? What's wrong with Rodgers? What's wrong with Mahomes this year? Well, he's throwing to Rashee Rice, fucking Sky Moore, MVS, the same way that Brady for a couple seasons was throwing to Chris Hogan and, you know, some of these guys. Rodgers was thrown to MVS. The common denominator I'm realizing when offenses that were once like torch start to struggle is MVS.
Yeah, he's having bad.
Having a bigger role.
He's bad.
I mean, that's what it comes
show,
down.
But he is bad.
And actually,
I'm
one
not
of the
sure worst. I like the yeah, triple header on Christmas. Ever too. I don't like this triple header on Christmas.
Me either.
On a Monday? I'll tell you know what? Because it's Christmas and it's going to be, well, it's not going to be as cold. If this was 35 degrees or below, I'd take the Chiefs. Because I don't like those Raiders whites in the cold.
Yeah.
The jerseys.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to take the Raiders to cover the 10.
The Raiders. All right. I actually forgot about the biggest one on Christmas Eve, so let's do this, actually. Let's go. Dallas is a one-point dog, so this game's a pick. I like Dallas to finally win a big road game to bounce back. They had the flu last week. That's why they played like shit against Buffalo. Miami's going to be without their starting center, who's one of the best for the entire season now, and Tyreek Hill's dinged up, and yeah, give me the Cowboys here to bounce back. I like Big Mike and the Cowboys.
What, like, you know, it's at this point of the year that Big Mike needs one of these, like, where he brings in, like, Soupy Sales or some fucking comedian from yesteryear. Although I think Soupy has left us years ago. Yeah, I like Big Mike and the boys on the ride. I like Big Mike on the boys. They got embarrassed. Hey, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me once, you ain't fool me again. Not with these Cowboys. Not with my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Give me the dub.
All right, let's roll on with all right, so we'll bounce the Eagles 12-point favorites over the Giants.
Eagles are fine. Eagles are fine. Like Eagles had a playoff schedule in the middle of their season. They just went Dallas, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Dallas, Seahawks. They lost three in a row. I remember when the Niners lost three in a row and everyone's like, oh, they're fine. And then the Eagles lost three in a row and everyone's like, what? They're fine. Eagles are fine. I need a big Hurts and A.J. Brown week, a little Goddard too in guillotine league. So they're going to come through for me.
Yeah, I like the Eagles here to bounce back too. I think they're going to beat the shit out of DeVito and the Giants at home. I'm going to take the Ravens plus four
Tommy
and a half.
He's trying to, you know, get the, what is it called when you copyright the passing Paisano and the Tommy Cutlets. Here's something he should copyright.
These nuts?
Yeah. The fucking massacred mozzarella.
I like how when they were sacking him, they were doing it though to him. I like
the
it.
Fucking yeah, sliced he's up spaghetti.
He's gonna get beat up out in Philly. That crowd's gonna
and
be
I'm
all
Italian.
Over.
I can say that. I'm Italian.
I'm sticking with my boy Lamar and the Ravens. I think they're going to beat the Niners outright. I think the books are going to need the Niners. I think everybody's going to bet the Niners, best team in football. And I think Lamar is going to show the world who the real motherfucking MVP is. It isn't Bot Purdy throwing to the best weapons on the planet. It's Lamar who's been carrying the Ravens for the last couple of years. You know why Lamar is the MVP, Bart? Here's my Lamar argument. Every year, the last 3 years, Baltimore's been the number one seed in the AFC. Then what's happened? Lamar's gotten hurt. This year, Lamar ain't hurt. And who's the number one seed in the AFC right now?
So are you with me? Because I think here's what happened. A long time ago, they wanted to determine, hey, we should give an award to the best player. And they called it the most valuable player. But they still treat it like who's the best player. But if you're going to do that, you have to name the award who's the best player award. If you name it MVP and put the V for valuable, then I want to know who is the most valuable player in the league. You're telling me who's the most valuable. And if you're saying, well, it could be McCaffrey and it could be Purdy, well, then guess what? It ain't neither of them. It's Lamar. It's so Lamar, if you want to say Purdy is the best player or you think he deserves an award, but if you want to tell me who the most valuable player is, like I think Tyreek's odds should have skyrocketed because when he left the game, they lost. I think even Aaron Rodgers is in consideration.
But McCaffrey.
Get stuck without him.
It's true. But that's what I'm saying. Like in Lamar,
Manning,
man.
2-14 should have won it.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar, it's year one, new offense. Todd Monken calling plays. You know, OBJ hadn't played football in a year. Now he's starting to finally look like himself. He had some young guys. Mark Andrews got hurt, his number one option. And, like, he's still balling. And they should be undefeated. They're a couple plays away from being an undefeated football team. Point differential, number one, quarters first through three, outside the top 25 in quarter four. They got to learn how to close out games. But I think they do that against the Niners. Who you going with here?
I'm going with the Ravens. And Lamar's going to win this game, and he's going to win MVP.
Fuck yeah. I got that plus 800. You can still bet that right now, plus 600, if you want to roll with us over at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All right, let's get to the Packers. My breakdown is if they don't win this fucking game against the Carolina Panthers, I can't watch the rest of the season. This Panthers team, and I like Bryce, and I bet the Panthers every week. They made me money last week. I had them on the money line. But they need a whole new coaching staff to figure out what to do with Bryce, how to get the most out of him, because I think he could play, dude. I mean, we did this with guys. I mean, you know, I think he'll be fine, but Carolina sucks. You know, if you watch the Red Zone channel, you probably have seen them like six times this season because they barely ever cross the 50-yard line. I like Green Bay to cover the 5.5. I bet them last week against the Bucs. It was a big mistake. I did it last minute. I said I was going to take the Bucs. Said I couldn't do it. Had to bet the boys. I'm not going to bet the Packers, but if I had to, I did bet the over in this game, over 35.5. I think we get some points. I'm going to pick the Packers to bounce back.
Bryce Young is not going to cut up the Packers defense. I know everything about Joe Barry. But Bryce Young is not – it's not happening. The Packers are going to win. They're going to win by several points, possibly even many. Is my internet shit?
A little bit.
I don't know what to fucking do.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because now you're moving over to the big time. You're going to be in the CBS studios.
Yeah, but if I want to build something in my basement, I can't be on CBS with this internet. Although sometimes I listen to these, like before I get in on Saturdays, they play Countdown 2. And it's like one guy's doing it on a tin can. I swear to fucking God.
Who, JB Sports Brief?
No.
Oh,
Grant Paulson does the show, and then the guy that's on the show with him is like on the other side of an office. I know
what you're talking about. Yeah. There's some. Yeah, it's interesting.
Get a microphone.
All right. Well, hey, dude. Good luck with the new endeavor. Is that what we say? And maybe I'll see you around the building here on the East Coast because you're moving to New York, right? So I'll see you here on the East Coast. You're gonna be an East Coaster like me.
I gotta figure out what town I want to live in. We might be one of those families that lives in Connecticut.
There you go. You could come live in Bethesda with me and Scott Van Pelt. Funny enough, my wife today sent me a text message at 9:13. I don't like any of these shows. I don't like any broadcasters other than you and Gelb. Only show I have to watch and I DVR it is SVP. And he lives down the street, but I never get to see him. And my wife texted me today and she said, SVP ordered a watch for pickup here. Maybe you could run into him on the street. So I might just go like pop in, you know, hey, Scott, can you hire me, please? I just want to be your new Rosillo man. Get me away from these freaks. How do I reach these kids?
So you live right by him?
Yeah, but he lives. I don't ever see him, though. And we work kind of similar schedules because we both work the late nights.
Has he ever tried to get McDonald's and then wound up in an army base?
No, that's me though, dude. That was the craziest shit ever. Just guys with machine guns. And the worst part about it, like I told you, was my license was fucking suspended and I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize when I turned whatever birthday that was, 35 or whatever. Yeah, I had to go get my license again. I didn't pay attention. And so then when I give them the ID, they're like, this is expired. And I'm like, oh shit, it is. No, that's not even what happened. That's the last time I got pulled over by the police and I got a ticket. I didn't have my wallet or anything on me. And so I didn't have any identification. And they were looking at me like I was like ISIS. They're like, how do you not have a driver's license on you? And I'm like, because I thought I was going to get a fucking Baconator. You know, I didn't think I was entering the movie Congo. Anyway, good luck. I'll see you around.
Yeah. The next podcast episode will be sometime in 2024. I don't know when, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Trust me, I work the same shift, brother. You're gonna be sleeping until about 3. It's a new day. Yes, it is. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get all this stuff done during the day. Yeah, right, man. I feel like a zombie until like 4 p.m. around here. Like, look at my eyes. I look like I'm on heroin right now. Anyway,
I've had a lot of people. The reactions have been like very similar. People that listen to the pod reached out and say, hey, congrats. Are you still doing the pod? Friends are like, hey, just congrats, man. And then people in the radio business are like, hey, congrats, dude. Brutal fucking hours, but congrats. I'm like, no, I want these hours.
Yeah, I mean, I want this shit. Yeah, exactly. Have you taken any?
I want 10 to noon. I want 10 to noon in the middle of the day. Okay. I ain't fucking Jim Rome sitting there, guy.
Have you been the better man or have you delivered any shots to your boys like KB and KP and all those guys? The guys that said something about you being in the basement. I saw when you tweeted it out, a lot of people like me, they're like, don't take the high road, Bart. You tell those mother effers that you're national now. Are you going to do that or are you going to be like, nope, I'm just going to be the bigger man here?
Well, if I say it out loud, then.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You ever seen Jay and Silent Bob? Like, where they just, anybody that like critiqued them, they just buy plane tickets and they just go to their house and they hit them with a sock full of quarters. That's what you should do. You should.
I would feel like if, and I mean this with sincerity. Good question. I don't feel the need.
I had to do the Larry King thing here and make it uncomfortable. I have to ask the tough questions because nobody else in Wisconsin does. We find that out with the Packers beat. We got Schneidman telling us Jair is going to be out there and he ain't. Had to sneak
out. Yeah, he got away with that.
That one cost me some fucking money, damn it.
Do you want the answer, Larry, or not?
Yeah, sorry. I had to make this about me.
I honestly don't feel any itch to take any sort of anything. You think that I would, but I don't. And I feel like if I did start delivering shots, it would diminish The shot's already been delivered, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Plus, like, you know, kind of makes you look like an asshole. Not to us. We all get a kick out of it. But, like, you know, the higher ups are probably, they don't need to hear you. They don't want to see you giving the suck it sign to, you know, some schmucks. So, good for you.
They'd be like, wait, did we just give this guy a national job and now he's, like, trying to make someone's life in Wausau a living hell?
Yeah. It's still got to feel pretty awesome, though. You know what I mean? Like, when people were trying to tell Kanye West that he couldn't rap, that he was just a producer, he did a whole song, Last Call. And he says, I'd like to propose a toast. I said, toast? Oh, I forgot we canceled Kanye. It's kind of like when, you know, they wrote off Geno Smith. He didn't write back.
You know, I watch all these other guys out there.
What, baby boys?
I wondered if I could even do it anymore. And then I got in a little bit that last game and I thought maybe I still have a little bit of this. And I just got to thank the guys. I got to thank everyone that's joined, all the sponsors.
Oh, that's why you were talking about that fucking shit that I didn't care about, where you were like, oh, I was so proud of Drew. I was so happy for Drew Locke because he was like, I was like, I don't care about Drew Locke. And then now it all makes sense. You were putting it. It was like your redemption comeback story. All right. I get it now. All right, man. Well, I'll see you around. Take care. Have a good
time.
If I die on my plane, in the plane, if my
aren't you going to be here?
Yeah, but
can I see you?
If my plane crashes, maybe I won't. So have a good Christmas, everybody out there in the BART universe. All the twinklers, all the winklers, the winklets,
the twinklers,
the twinklers. All it took was 2 hours of sleep for me to come up with something good finally. Hey, are you bringing Tim with you?
If I brought Shay with me, Shay would have to move to New York to do the job, not me.
You'd be like, I see these like guys Gelb has on. It's like, coming up tonight, it's Tony Romo, Ed McCaffrey, and then Ryan Horvath. You know, you get Tim, it'd be like, coming up tonight, we got Tim Allen, you know, not the tool man. He'd be trying to get a hold of Emmett Smith. Are you going to get those same kind of guests?
At 10 at night?
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, you should make some demands, though. You know, you only want red Skittles in the building and you need Tim. You need Tim with you. Actually, fuck Tim. Bring me with you. I need a new job. What are producers?
Tell you something. It's David Shepard.
Oh, Shep Money. I know him.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something like radio?
Yeah.
The way I look at it. I've been doing morning shows my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And in morning shows, I prep a lot because you got to come up with all the content.
Mm-hmm.
These nighttime show, I can just be like, I could really just stroll in at 9 and be like, all right, what's happening? Let's talk about it. I don't feel like I got to do any prep at all.
Yeah, you should come up with like, you should make it original, man. Like what I always liked about DA's show when he was on at nights, was there was like a theme, right? Like he beams you up into his little like, you know, UFO type thing. And he's got his D-aliens, but they would always have like bits. It was like funny. It wasn't, but he would like get to the, you know, you get the sports, but yeah, I don't know. It's pretty cool that you just have like the freedom to do whatever you want. I miss that a little bit. Not that I don't love, you know, my job and whatnot, but it's a studio show where everything is pre-planned. So, you know, at 9:20, I probably don't care about Draymond Green. I got to talk about Draymond Green. If anything, here's a hot take. I love Draymond Green, right? Like Draymond Green isn't in the NBA if he's not the kind of guy that'll choke a motherfucker, right? He's not Steph Curry, Ja Morant, right? He's 20 years ago, we glorified these. We still do. You know, it's always like, oh, LeBron's a pussy. Imagine if he ran into Bill Laimbeer. First things first, LeBron would beat the shit out of Bill Laimbeer. Second thing, now all of a sudden, like Draymond, people take this stuff way too over the top. He should be in jail. Jail? Like, you see the same shit at, like, you know, the Park District on a Saturday. So, I don't know. I'm Team Draymond. Open up your show with that take on CBS. Be like, I love Draymond. You know, whatever happened to getting your shoes coat and your ass whooped, like, or whatever Eminem said. That's how you
like that people are saying, like, Steve Kerr should have done more. What should he have done? This is exactly what you want from Draymond.
Steve Kerr always quick to talk about guns. Anyway, that's when you know it's probably time.
How come you're not talking about the weapon that you deploy every night, Steve?
He's gonna kill somebody out there. It's like, he's not, okay? I promise you, he's not. Anyway.
Thank you, Horvat.
Say, dude.
There's a million things we have to do today, and worrying doesn't need to be one of them. That's why 1 in 9 families use Life 360 for safety, to connect to the people that matter most. Join today and get premium features that keep your family protected with real-time location updates, crash detection, and 24/7 roadside assistance. Because let's face it, you're more than just your to-do list, you're a family. So let's live life 360. Download for free today.